More than a Freak Face podcast, women in sports media.
Welcome to the first edition of our More Than a Pretty Face podcast. I'm Trey Fallon, and for our first edition, we are joined by Miss Kelly Webster of ESPN Dallas 103.3 FM. She works on Galloway & Company in the afternoons from 3 to 7 p.m. Miss Kelly, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
You are very welcome. I wanted to talk to you because, obviously, you've been in sports media, sports broadcasting for a while now, so like you would be the perfect person to start off my podcast series with. Basically, I guess just to start off, give us a little background. When did you get started in sports? You know, what do you do? Those type of things.
Well, it turns out that sports broadcasting is my second career. Prior to that, I was in high-tech sales in San Francisco, and I really enjoyed it. I loved that job, and out of the blue one day, I got fired. So it kind of threw me for a loop, and I really started thinking about, you know, what do you really want to do as a career? Do you want to do sales? You know, at the time I was 29, so I thought, if I'm going to make a change, this is a good time to make a change. I'm not married. I don't have kids. I don't own a home. So my deep, deep brain came up with, I'd really like to go to games for free. That was my thought of a new career was, you know, it'd just be fun, like, to go in the stadium and watch the game. So it was a deep thought. And it kind of just went from there. I thought, you know, I think broadcasting would be interesting and I wouldn't be tied to a desk necessarily. I'd get to go to games for free. And so I decided to go into it. And at the time I was living in San Francisco, I moved to San Diego and I took a year of broadcasting classes. And I just felt like I wanted to get like a foundation of knowledge. And then I guess I had a really high opinion of myself because I thought I don't need a degree. I don't need any experience. I moved to Washington, D.C. to get my first job, which, if anybody's listening, I don't really think it's a great idea to move to a top 10 market to get your first job.
Right.
And I thought that everybody would be like, oh, thank goodness she's here. Oh. Like a bidding war. Mm-hmm. And like people would get like in fist fights in the parking lot where I was going to interview. And that didn't happen. And so I waitressed for a year while I, you know, looked and I temped. And it was, you know, I was just so miserable because I just wanted that first job. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you'll do anything.
Right.
I'll pour coffee. I'll staple papers. I'll sweep the floor. I mean, you don't even have to be actually on the air. You just want to get that first job. So I had applied to XM Satellite Radio. And they didn't have anything at the time. And this was before they even launched. Like, they were still trying to get the staff together. And the guy that I interviewed with, Kevin, says to me at the end of the interview, well, be sure and keep in touch. Well, you might as well have said, call me every day. For some reason, this light went on that I should keep in touch because he said to.
Yeah.
So I determined to call him every Friday until he gave me a job or had me arrested. And this was my mindset. I didn't miss a Friday call. No matter what was going on, I always called him. And for 5 months, every Friday, I called him. And after 5 months, I had called my usual call. And he goes, I can't believe I get to tell you this. He said, I think I have a job for you. And I nearly drove off the road. I was so excited. I didn't even know what the job... It was a production assistant. I didn't even know what that was.
Right.
And I really didn't care. He could have said, we're going to have you paint the outside of the building because you look really strong.
Yeah.
And I would have been like, yeah, woo. So I started a few days later and it turned out they were so understaffed. They didn't have the money for production assistants. They immediately put me on the air. And so my first job was working on the USA Today channel at XM Satellite Radio as a reporter. I wasn't an anchor necessarily. They had anchors, and then I would fill in with reports on various things. So it was a really great first job because I learned so much. It was just really hard getting.
So the mission of my project is to talk about women in sports broadcasting. And I kind of want to start off with, as a woman working in sports media, do you ever feel like you have to prove your knowledge about sports, or do people, especially men, sometimes kind of question how much you know about sports or, you know, something like that? Do you ever feel like, you know, you have to prove yourself to men especially?
I used to feel that way. I used to feel like I needed to jump in and share my opinion all the time, especially with coworkers.
Yeah.
Not just people in the public, because it's not like I interact all that often because I'm on radio. So it's not like someone recognizes me at Walmart when I'm buying groceries.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit different. Okay. But with coworkers in a locker room, say if we were waiting for players, there's always conversations going on. I used to feel like I needed to share my opinion so that they knew I had one, that they knew that I watched the game and could share an opinion. And now I don't really feel that way so much. I guess because I feel comfortable with what I know and what I'm doing, mm-hmm. I feel less and less the need to prove it. I think early on, though, I did feel pressure. And it was probably a little overbearing. Like, instead of just a natural conversation with people, I would sort of, force my way in and share an opinion and then see how, they took the opinion. It was a big deal. But I don't feel that way now. Now, in public, if people know that I work in sports, it's very interesting because I've often been, in it with a group of guys, and they will completely ignore me and discuss sports. And they'll even discuss what they think is going on in the locker room. And I'm standing behind, outside the circle thinking, I've actually been in the locker room. Yeah. That's actually not even true what you're saying.
Right.
I know what's going on in the locker room. That's very strange to me when you get sort of shut out of the conversation. And I think in many ways, guys aren't that interested in a woman's opinion. Just when it comes to sports, I think they feel like it's their bastion. They don't really want you sort of harping in and joining that conversation. It's kind of theirs. So in some ways, I think that plays into it.
Gotcha. Since you did bring up the locker room, that was something I did want to get into. Do you ever feel like it's awkward for yourself? And I mean, just a little background, because I don't know if a lot of people realize this, you're in the locker room while people are getting dressed.
Yes.
Right in front of you. You're
right.
10 feet away from them. And so do you ever feel like that situation is awkward, or has an athlete, not to name any names, put you in an awkward situation or anything like
that? Never. First of all, I think that people have a misconception that it's really rare that there's a woman in the locker room, and it's not.
Yeah.
Even just here in Dallas-Fort Worth, we have female writers, we have female TV sports anchors, we have women in radio. So you really have a number of women in a locker room at any given time, so it's not that special. These guys, especially the younger ones, have had females in the locker room since high school, college definitely, pros definitely. So it's not as big of a deal, I think, as it used to be in the 70s and 80s. I think today it's just, they don't really care. They just want to get showered and get dressed, answer your questions, and go. Mm-hmm. So I don't think being a female is that big of a deal. For me, it is extremely awkward to see a guy naked that I don't know.
Yeah.
And I don't know what people think, but I am not staring at someone to see if I can see them naked. Most of these people, you don't want to see naked. It's a bunch of offensive linemen who are just daring you to look over. It's
right.
Not pleasant. My feeling is I want to be respectful. I want to be respectful of them, in hoping that they will be respectful of me. So when I see a guy come out, baseball, basketball, football, it doesn't matter. If they have a towel around them, I'm assuming they need to, at some point, drop the towel so that they can get dressed.
Mm-hmm.
So my feeling is I can go over to their locker and wait. I will turn my back to them while they have their towel on, because I know they need to get dressed. And so this is just my way of offering a small amount of privacy. They didn't ask me to. It's not a rule. It's not even an unspoken rule. If you don't even have to do that. That's just how I handle it, is I will offer them a little bit of respect and privacy and just turn my back, let them get dressed, and then turn around and ask if I can ask them a few questions. So very few athletes parade around naked in the locker room. They right. usually have a towel on or sweatpants or something. So that's just how I handle it, because it can be it's a little weird.
Yeah,
it's not
weird.
Every day that you're walking in a room and seeing, naked athletes. So
yeah.
I try and just be respectful with it.
Another topic I feel like, or conversation that comes up when people discuss women in sports, especially those on TV, SportsCenter anchors or sideline reporters, is their appearance and looks get brought up a lot. And it's, I know it's a little different from you, like you mentioned, radio, you know, not a lot of people see you unless they look you up online
right.
or whatever. But I guess, have you had to deal with that at all? And if not, just why do you think that so many people tend to, especially men, have that mindset about women in sports?
Well, I think the only way that I can speak to it for me in radio is often when I meet listeners, they are surprised because they think I'm going to be fat.
Oh, really?
They think if you're in radio, yeah. you couldn't possibly be cute. And so they're really surprised. And now I will say this, on the show that I work on, Galloway and Company, in the afternoon, they often make fun of me eating. And so, and it's true, I do eat a lot, but it's healthy stuff, which people, of course, don't know because they can't see me. But I'm constant, you know,
yeah.
constantly eating snacks, but good for you snacks. So people equate, they joke about me eating, and I'm on the radio. And so people are usually very surprised that I'm thin and not, you know, heavier. That's yeah. a comment. And they try not to say, oh, I thought you were going to be fat.
Right.
Some people do.
Yeah.
They don't have the filter yet.
Mm-hmm.
Younger ones especially. But adults, you can just sort of see that they're surprised that you're not heavy. So that's the only sort of physical thing that I've come across being in radio. When I have done some TV, and I do think that it's, gosh, there's so much pressure to like look good. I didn't like doing TV mm-hmm. because I didn't care what my makeup looked like. I didn't care what my hair looked like. I didn't care if my shirt was wrinkled. I was trying to watch the game and so that I could contribute to the broadcast.
Right.
Either with an injury update or something that I saw on the field that maybe they could, you know, expand on in the broadcast. I was trying to be part of the team. I wasn't worried about grabbing a brush and making sure my hair looked shiny and that my face wasn't shiny and powder. And
yeah.
that's just so not me. And so that's why TV isn't really a great fit for me. But I have heard guys in the locker room discuss women on TV in sports, and it's this big competition about what they look like. And you know, I just find it very interesting that it's really never about how they sound or what they're saying. It is almost always about what they look like. And what do you think about this one versus this one and that one versus this one? And I find that very interesting because they never, ever, ever say, he's a handsome man.
Yeah.
I'm surprised at the anchor desk they put him with that bald, heavyset guy. Mm-hmm. That's weird. They never talk about guys like that. But women are, it's almost just completely, what do they look like?
Yeah.
So it's that part is very interesting to me.
Sports broadcasting, I mean, up here where we work, I mean, you're the only woman on air. So it's, you know, very heavily dominated by males. Do you ever think it's weird in a sense of, like, you'll come across conversations that made you feel awkward, or kind of have you ever felt like you have to put your femininity kind of on the back burner at all, you know, to, I guess, appear more like a stronger
sure.
person or whatever, I guess, if you know what I'm trying to say.
Yes,
there.
In the beginning, I felt like you can never get upset. Certainly you could never cry. Like that would be the kiss of death.
Yeah.
You just had to be really even keeled, you know, not one way or the other extreme, because then you would get like a reputation for being a woman and mm-hmm. that was bad. And over time that sort of falls away. The more comfortable you are with what you're doing and who you are. I'm not an overly emotional person anyway, so that hasn't really been that difficult. But I do feel more comfortable sharing things like I'm not having a good day or I feel kind of crummy today, whereas before I would never, ever share stuff like that, thinking gotcha. I don't want them to think I'm a weak, you know, kind of crazy, emotional woman. And so I would definitely hide that stuff in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
The only awkwardness I feel is when I happen on a conversation that is sexual in nature, because when you get a group of guys together, this is also in the locker room or really anywhere almost that you have a group of guys, the language tends to go downhill.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
It's just, there's a propensity for cursing, and there's almost always sexual innuendo of some kind or another. And I am not offended by that. It's just not something that I'm going to automatically like jump into and, you know,
yeah.
join in. So that's the only time that it feels awkward to me. Otherwise, That's just sort of what happens when you have a group of guys together. And it's almost universal. And it doesn't even matter if it's sports or not. That happens all over the world like that.
Gotcha. And I guess before we let you go, is there anything regarding women in sports that you think there's still a lot of progress to be made, or anything you would like to see change? Would you like to see more women, you know, in play-by-play, because there doesn't seem to be a lot there, right, in management? Anything off the top of your head?
I think it would be great if there were more women doing different jobs. Mm-hmm. I know when we have a female intern and I say, what do you want to do in sports? They only have one answer: sideline reporter in the NFL.
Yeah.
Because really, that's all they ever see. And so I get that that's the example. There's so many different things they could be doing, and it's not a great fit for everybody. And so I really try and have those conversations to see if there might be something else that they could try or do to see if that's a fit as well. I don't think there has to be women play-by-play. I know a lot of guys really, really don't like having a female announcer on their football games. Mm-hmm. I have heard that over and over, so I know that that's not totally popular. I think the thing that I wish maybe more people recognized about women in sports is this wasn't just some random job that we chose.
Right.
I really like sports. I played sports when I was younger. You know, if I were interested in stocks and bonds and business, I would have gone into that. But I don't really know anything about that. I do know sports. And I wish more people would recognize that we do have knowledge. It is a field that we actually enjoy, and enjoy watching games and going to games and covering that and doing this. Whereas it's not just because we fell into it or it was an accident. You know, this was something that I specifically chose to do. I didn't want to do news. I didn't want to do anything else. And it's really important to me to do a good job and be taken somewhat seriously, that I care about what I'm doing and I'm not just here, you know, watching the hours click away before I can finally leave and I'm miserable and I hate sports. And I think I wish more men would recognize that this is something that we chose and it's something we enjoy and we have knowledge on. And that's why we're in this particular industry.
That was Kelly Webster of ESPN Dallas 103.3 FM. You can catch her weekdays, Monday through Friday, on Galloway & Company, delivering SportsCenter updates from 3 to 7 p.m. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of the More Than a Pretty Face podcast. There will be many more to come, so I hope you continue listening. I'm Trey Fallon. We'll catch you next time.